Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 7:06 on the clock. I have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. We got a bunch of fun things to get to this day. We are going to get into just a little bit our National Day of calendar. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to do Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to preview a new show that we'll be featuring here on WFHR coming up in the next month, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good parameter to give us. We have got we've had a fun couple of shows like that lately.
Yeah.
On Monday, we were able to preview The Kitchen's Open, condensed little snack-sized version.
So to speak.
With Melissa and Beth, and that they're going to be doing. That's going to be focused on cooking and just food in general, I would say.
Yeah, but it's going to be more than that.
Especially.
Yeah, you're right.
That is going to be fun. And Seth and I are working on a show we've been working on for quite a while, actually. It's something that we've been building for a long time.
A really long time.
So Seth Faces the Music was something that Seth had been chewing on for,
years.
Years. A long time you had been working on that.
Yeah.
It was something that actually Seth and I talked about before we even talked about him being on the air with me and coming to work here and everything. It was such a cool idea. And it kind of, I believe we kind of spun off of that to come up with you coming in here and you working here and all that. And here we are now.
Right.
This show that we're talking about, it's going to be called Unlabeled. And it is a show to focus on local music and entertainment, and that is as broad as you can get. And that is how we like it, because, again, it's called Unlabeled.
Yep.
The show is going to be designed to talk entertainment, you know, whatever that might be. But one of the things, and I had a great conversation with one of our owners, Sage, yesterday afternoon, and really loved talking about this part of it, because while I want it to be structured, say a year from now, the show is going strong and everything, and we need an hour for something. We've got all these guests, but we have nowhere else to fit them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on Unlabeled. The show is Unlabeled. And we can put whatever we want on there.
That's basically right.
It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be. It's going to be giving us a chance to kind of expand our chance to really interact with you out there. Another thing that we're working on that Sage and I talked about yesterday that we're very excited about is something involving music, again, kind of going back to a little bit of the music that we used to do, and all of you out there. Because almost every single one of you out there, whether you have a playlist on your phone or on your computer or wherever, even maybe if it's just in your head, you got music. You got music that you love and you want to share. What's one of the greatest signs of friendship? Man, you got to hear this song.
You got it.
Oh, you got to hear this song, man. This is great. I mean, that's one of the greatest signs of friendship, of liking somebody or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there is things like that being in the works as well. I don't want to go too in-depth with it, but just to let you guys kind of look behind the curtain a little bit of some of the things that we are doing around here, because we are still creating a lot of original content.
Yes, we are.
And one of the cool things about that original content is that we are able to actually get it out to you now.
Like, yes.
It isn't like... I kind of felt like our station was a little like how TV used to be. If you didn't catch it now, well, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, right.
That's it. When that just doesn't work in this day and age.
No.
There's no form of entertainment that can survive with that. With the shelf life of, if you're not here literally right now at 7:09 in the morning, you're not going to hear this. Like, that's a... You're limiting your audience, for one, which isn't smart.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need to just kind of... do what we've always been taught in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to as many people as you can.
Yeah, that's why it's called broadcasting. It's broad people, you know.
Nicely done. So at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll preview Unlabeled for you. We'll get into some entertainment news. Looking forward to that. Of course, that ain't right stories, good stories of the day. And the other feature we have today in the 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Totally forgot. Yes. Awesome.
It's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. Always fun when Phil joins us. So, Seth, I know that you are going to be, well, you're with us today because you're going to be gone for about a week here, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Where are you heading?
Oh, I'm heading to, a somewhat well-known theme park area in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Universal Studios.
Yes. No, I'm not
Epcot Center.
Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't know actually, a lot Epcot, about Florida. The Ernest Hemingway Museum. I don't know a lot about Florida.
Yes, we're heading towards the Mouse House.
Ah, okay.
So we're gonna be spending a few days down there and having some fun.
So I have very, I have literally, like, outside of what Beth has told me and stuff, I have no clue about Disneyland, Disney World, Epcot. Like, I don't know the differences of any of these things or nothing. To me, I look at stuff like that and I think, okay, well, it seems like it'd be cool to go once. But all the people I hear talk about it, like especially Floridians, they go there all the time. There's some people that go there for lunch. Like they'll just go spend a couple hours there for lunch and everything. And I never thought of it that way. It is a multiple kind of experience. There's so much to see that you want to go multiple times, I imagine.
Right. And if you haven't been down there before, it's easy to get lost because, first of all, it is big. It's huge. The area is wide. There's actually four separate theme parks. They're not connected to each other. So when you've got the Magic Kingdom and Epcot, like you said, you've got the Animal Kingdom, and then you've got the Hollywood Studios.
Oh, they got an Animal Kingdom?
They have an Animal Kingdom. Oh, yes. Oh, cool. It's all very, and what you can't, no, it's impossible. Even if you spend all day in one park, there's no way you're going to see everything, experience everything. They got so much going on down there. And so, we have to, because we have, limited funds, we have to choose and pick which ones we go to. Right. So we're going to do that. I'm excited because I get to go to the new, at the Hollywood Studios, the new Star Wars stuff, Galaxy's Edge. Yes. And Ron will be coming with me on that one because he's like, oh, Star Wars stuff, let's check it out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But also, there's other things to do there. We're hoping to have a little side trip to St. Augustine as well because St. Augustine is a great city to visit. So, it should be a lot of fun.
I love that as dads, there's a universal thing we do. And some dads, we do it with our sports teams. Some dads, we do it with our niche things we like Star Wars or Star Trek or something like that, where we pass them down.
Yes.
So it's a fun thing to be able to do with
the boys. It wasn't deliberate. It really wasn't. No. I was not trying to force my hobbies on my child. He just, he saw me watching the things. Hey, can check that out? Okay, sure. We can watch it together. And then he watched some movies and goes, oh, wow, this is cool. So, organically. It happened very organically.
It's the funniest thing how that happens.
Yeah.
I look at my kids and two out of my three kids are writers. both of them are all three of them are incredibly creative and in creative arts in some way or another. Mm-hmm. They have none of that was intended. None of that.
Of course not.
And if I was to write this out myself and write out any of their story, I wouldn't want to do that. But if I were to, it would probably be in anything but entertainment. field. I want my kids to have a good life.
Yeah, right.
I want my kids to have money.
To struggle through life again. Yeah,
not to be a surviving artist. Their father and everything. But that's you don't get to pick and choose those things. And
not really.
It's and when you look at it, it's just a beautiful way that this whole kind of folds out. I had lunch with Bria yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about was just how those things kind of develop and how they happen. It's kind of fun. So this trip is going to be great. It'll be a good chance for you and the team to kind of get out and have some fun. It's not a trip that you have to make because it's a work requirement or something like that.
No, this is actually just a family vacation. Very nice.
Is there anything other than the Star Wars thing that that all you guys are looking forward to doing? Or one of you guys, like Beth, is looking forward to doing this?
I think when we're going there, I think she and Anders are going. Anders wanted to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Right on.
So they'll be going there. And then one other day, we'll all be going to Epcot, I believe. So
that's cool.
Yep. Oh, and then we'll have some fun there, too. So it's a lot. But then there's also a lot of other things to do around there without going into the parks because it's just the whole area is just loaded with stuff.
Hmm.
So we'll be finding stuff to do elsewhere as well.
Yeah. It's almost as if Florida is still it's kind of interesting to think of what Florida would be without that.
I would be going there.
I don't know many that would. And I'm not saying that as an insult to Florida. Yep. I got friends in Florida.
Yeah.
I got relatives that go there every year.
Yeah.
And my sister and her husband, he has family down there. So I've got connections to Florida. And I actually have always wanted to check out Key West. So that is something that I would probably do. But
Key West is so unlike the rest of Florida, though.
Right. That's what I hear.
It's true. It's very true.
That's what I hear about Florida in general.
Yeah.
Like the whole state is a hodgepodge of America, basically.
It is.
It's got a little bit of all of us in it. That might want to hang on to that.
Yeah.
seems like something, because I have a feeling that if you don't want to have Disney in your state, they can find somewhere to go.
They basically have their own mint. So, they could move if they really wanted to. I mean, it would be a huge logistical craziness, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Disney, think of this when it comes to money. Because I do this all the time with like comparing like Oprah Winfrey's bank account to Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. Like there's rich and then there's filthy rich. Most businesses that were able to survive the pandemic did it by the skin of their teeth. Mm-hmm. Disney was able to survive the pandemic with all of their parks closed around the world, mm-hmm. not really being able to release a whole lot of new stuff in the early days.
Right.
They did it just fine.
Yes.
They barely noticed. They barely felt, what, is that a pandemic?
Drop in the bucket.
I didn't even feel that. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's they felt it about as much as Amazon did.
Right.
So it tells me that you might want to hang on to that.
Yeah.
So you might want to make that work.
Just a little.
Yeah.
speaking of hanging on to things, my concern is, I'm curious if this is something that is your concern as well. You guys are going on this trip. You're going to go to Disneyland and all that. Are you worried that Beth will not come back with you? Are you worried that you'll be taking the trip back with one less?
Well, James, that's always a concern when we go down to Disney World. One of the reasons, that we go so much is that because Beth used to work there. She worked there for mm-hmm. a couple of years after college. And so she really, she enjoys just going down there. It feels kind of like home for her mm-hmm. in a lot of ways because she grew up, you know, right there. Just kind of, felt her oats and stuff like that, you know. And so it's always fun to go back. That's why one of the reasons we keep going. So
happy for you guys.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Looking forward to hearing how the trip went when you guys get back. And Seth will be joining us again next week. Now, speaking of this week, just mm-hmm. wrapping up the rest of this week here, Seth and I today. Tomorrow, it'll be Melissa and I. Mm-hmm. And then we'll wrap up the week. Martha. Martha Bawar is going to join us.
Very
on Friday.
Cool.
Haven't had Martha with us for a long time. That's going to be great. And then next week, Melissa, Katrina on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, when Katrina's joining us, we are also going to be joined by our good friend, Matt LaPay. I'm going to talk a little Badger football, talk a little Wisconsin football in general. It's been I think it's been about a year or two since Matt's been able to join us.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a chance to talk to people like that with that football knowledge that often.
No, you don't.
I'm so excited about that. A shout out to Pam helping make that happen.
Yeah.
And then it'll be you and Melissa on Thursday, and then Terry Johns will wrap up the week with us next Friday. So that's just a look ahead. Looking forward to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do want to also let you know that coming up on Morning Magazine today, in part one at 10:06, we are going to be joined by our good friend, Mayor Shane Blazer of Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, Taylor will be in from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Yep.
And then at 10:30, we're going to talk to James Benna. He is the district administrator for the Port Edwards School District.
Very cool.
James was going to join us the other week, wasn't able to. I'm going to talk with him today, get to know him a little bit, and mm-hmm. also what's going on in the Port Edwards area.
It's always great to get those updates from the schools. Very good.
That's what we do around here.
That's
local,
what we do.
Baby. We will take a commercial break. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar when we get back. Oh, actually, sorry. Oh, yikes. You know what? Skip that. This isn't live. We'll fix that in post, right? Seth is our head of our production. You can edit
that.
Yes,
I'll edit
out,
that
right?
out there.
Okay,
yeah.
cool. Because I don't want to look foolish. I'm telling you, Seth, I think I'm looking way too foolish on the air here. So I got to start editing this stuff. I don't know. But thank goodness you can do that kind of thing.
Yes, it's magic.
So edit right there. And then we'll instead, Seth, I'd like to go to the street closures.
Yes, we do have a couple we want to let everyone know.
I love the idea. About of me actually thinking that I can
right.
get it live time.
Today, we have some repairs going on at the railroad crossing on 17th Avenue South between Bowles and Carey Streets. That is going to be going on throughout the day today, and it's already started. They started bright and early this morning. They're expected to go till about 3 o'clock today. Northbound traffic will be detoured starting at the roundabout and 17th Avenue South, then west into Gaynor, then north into 21st Avenue, then east onto Chase, and then back onto 17th Avenue South. So if you're around the area during those hours, expect to have that. Right now, there is a multi-use trail near Nakusa that will be closed for some repairs here. A trail that spans the Wisconsin River on Wisconsin 73 in Nakusa will be closed due to constructions all this week, and then again starting next Monday going through Wednesday. The trail will be open over the weekend, though, so keep that in mind. On Saturday and Sunday, the 24th and the 25th, it will be open. Crews will be repaving the asphalt and replacing the guardrail on Wisconsin 73 on the south end of the bridge. The bridge will be open to vehicular traffic with only the trail being closed. So also keep that in mind. It's just the walking trail for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I haven't had a chance to do it for a while.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had over the back fence every day.
Yeah.
So It's Wednesday, James.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Bingo.
Bingo. Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693.
Bingo was his name, oh.
Doors open at 5 o'clock. Bingo starts at 6:30. Don't miss it, everybody. The Elks do a lot of great things in our community. Mm-hmm. You can support them by having some fun.
Yeah, support local, everyone. We'll be back with our National Day of Calendar coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. James and Seth here with you on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a good one out there. 7:22 mm-hmm. on the clock. And let's get into our National Day of Calendar for this September 21st. It is International Day of Peace.
Yes, peace, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.
This is a... okay, since 1982, ring of the peace bell at the United Nations headquarters in New York, the International Day of Peace has been a day of both build and celebrate peace.
Yes.
That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to double check. I remember that. There's a lot of ways to take the term peace in the world.
It is,
peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Peace of mind is one thing. You know, peace in our country. But
peace in the world, yep.
Yeah, and it's hard to feel peace, even if it isn't happening in our country, or it is a war that we are not a part of, when there is war in the world.
Exactly.
I don't know. And that's speaking for everybody, of course. But for me, it's hard to think of, see something like this, especially International Day of Peace.
Exactly.
And not think of what is going on with Ukraine and Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping that wraps up very, very soon.
Right. And also the other many, many conflicts going on around the world, God, that we do not hear about.
You're right. Yeah, God, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that, too.
Take a look at the third world country once, everybody.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, there's a bigger picture than just us. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that we're connected, if you don't think it matters, take a look at your gas prices and stuff, you know. We're all, whether you like it or not, we're all connected. You got to care about this stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't, that is a type of ignorance is bliss that doesn't seem healthy.
And let's also let's not fail to mention that war is horrible for climate change. It's horrible.
There's nobody that wins with war.
No one.
Nobody.
No one wins.
Even the team that wins, quote unquote, wins and gets to put their flag up, hasn't won. They've lost thousands of lives. They've lost infrastructure. They've lost et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Nobody wins with war.
Nobody.
It should be the last option of anything. I'm not
very
saying,
last option.
I am not necessarily a peace person or anything like that. I do believe that it has its place. There's a reason that war was created. It was invented. I'm extremely thankful that America went to war in World War II. Mm-hmm. I'm a little biased about this one.
Right.
There's certain times where action has to be made. You can't just keep, you know, taking it.
Right.
But that should be the last line. Mm-hmm. It should be the exact... I mean, every single thing should be tried before that. It comes to that.
Yes, last resort, of course.
It is World Alzheimer's Day.
Mm. That is a... that's one of those things that I don't think there's many people out there that have not been touched by it in some way. Either they've had it, or they know someone who's had it, or have had to take care of someone who's had it, and they know how tough... dealing with Alzheimer's is, not just for the person who has it, but for their whole family and caregivers.
Yeah, the strongest, really one of the most, if not the most important person in my life, my Nana, my grandmother, when she went through this, I'd never seen it or experienced dementia or Alzheimer's before, experiencing it with her. And it angers me that we've made a little bit of progress on this, but we have made very little progress on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of that, and you do the homework, you can. It's just a search engine away, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is a lot of ego. A lot of doctors, a lot of different scientists, a lot of different people that want to take credit for this or that, so they won't share information. Now, that has gotten a lot better in the last 2 years.
The
pandemic forced us to.
That's a good point.
And not coincidentally, you've seen in the last couple of years some news about Alzheimer's coming out. Some
breakthroughs, yep.
Not a coincidence.
Yep.
But we need more of that.
We do.
The pandemic's pretty much over, okay? We don't need everybody going back to their, you know, bench and just keeping the notes to themselves. This is too important. I don't care who gets credit. The person who gets credit will get the credit, okay?
Yes.
Let's just get this stuff done. I was rambling about it yesterday. I've rambled about it before, and I will not stop until we kill at least one of these diseases. While we've got Russia and Ukraine fighting, while we've got all these other conflicts going on, while we continue to beat each other up, while we've got gang violence and all this different stuff, these diseases sit back with their popcorn and laugh at us.
Mm-hmm.
It is a laugh. Looking at these people, who's a Republican, who's a Democrat?
Right.
Like, I don't care. I'm going to kill you both. I'm going to win either way. When it's all said and done, I get to win.
Yeah. Like, one of my favorite jokes that James likes to tell, I'm not going to repeat it on the air, that Robin Williams used to talk about, wait, we cured this one thing before we cured cancer. Right. I think we see where our priorities are, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's one of Robin's best jokes.
Yes.
Every 3 seconds, someone in the world develops dementia or Alzheimer's.
Mm.
Every 3 seconds.
Wow.
And it just happened again right there.
Yep.
So this is something we need to get on.
Yep.
It is Escapology Day.
Escape artists.
I remember, I was going to go to Princeton for this.
Do they offer a postgraduate?
Turns out they don't. In fact, I went to every Ivy League school, and not a single one of them, every one of them laughed at me.
Yeah, you should have gone to clown college.
No, that's where I ended up. Got kicked out.
Clown you.
I got kicked out.
You got kicked out of clown college?
Because,
man,
I actually have clown shoes for feet.
Yeah.
And they said that wasn't fair.
So when they took the mallet, big floppy shoe, they actually hit your foot.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, pain. Oh, you can't be a clown. Sorry, dude. Yeah.
A lot of people that don't know this, but in order to be a clown, you have to have like size 6 and below feet. You have to have tiny feet, actually.
Yeah. James found the first pair of shoes that actually fit.
What's that actually be true? That'd be the weirdest thing. You couldn't be a clown unless if you had like too big of feet.
These are the best shoes I've ever had. They're floppy shoes.
Escapology is an ancient art that's seeing rising popularity in recent days. The recent craze started with a slew of internet games that were easy to code and a lot of fun to play. In these games, you were put in a situation where you were trapped in the same location, be it a room or a house or even a car. Throughout the game, you'll try to find all the tools and clues you need to escape. So this kind of escapology, I immediately think of Harry Houdini and stuff.
The king, yep.
Right on. But this kind of expanded to escape rooms nowadays.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Kind of
thing. Yeah. So I guess that all falls under the umbrella of escapology, which is kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. That's kind of cool.
Maybe someday you will be able to go to school for
World Gratitude Day.
I'm grateful for World Gratitude Day.
I am very grateful for World Gratitude. There's so much to be grateful for.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good life. It's a good life. I don't care how bad things are for you right now. You're alive, ain't you?
Yeah.
Are you alive?
If you're listening to us right now, yes, you're alive.
I don't mean to set the bar so low or anything, but my whole life, my papa, you think you're having a bad day? Try not having one. That's a bad day.
Yeah.
If you are still in the game, then you got a chance at a good day.
You do.
It's early. It's 7:30. Come on.
You can do it.
You got a whole day ahead of you. It could be a great one. It's all about your perception. What do you want it to be? If you walk around with your fists clenched, you're probably going to have a rough, angry day.
Yeah.
If you want to have a good day, it doesn't guarantee you will, but it guarantees you have a better chance at it.
Right. And it helps you. How do you respond to bad things? That's the other thing, too. How do you respond?
And please don't take that as me like preaching to you guys. Like, I need to listen to myself just as much as the rest. Like, I'd have to work on that, too.
Let me drop some wisdom on you, James. Most of the time, when people are preaching, they usually are preaching to themselves.
Yeah.
And just other people who happen to be listening. So there you go.
National Pecan Cookie Day.
Pecan cookie. I love pecans.
Yeah.
Or is it pecan? Is it National Pecan or pecan? I don't know.
It has never bothered me one way or the other how people say
it. We know what they are.
Exactly.
Either way.
I know what they're talking about. Those are really good, too. Especially with pecan chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, those with pecans really in them. Yeah, those are delicious. Those are really
good. National Miniature Golf Day.
Oh, wow. If Anders is listening, yay.
I love
miniature golf. Our family.
Next year, next summer, I want us to do a team building exercise where we take the whole team and we go over to Newman's.
Go over to Newman's and have some mini golf. Yeah. That would be fun.
Yes, we got to do that.
Yeah.
We got to do that. I want to see how long it takes for me to cheat.
What's that over there?
Why your ball was blue. Why is it red now? Don't ask questions.
How many mulligans do I get?
Right. And it's National Chai Day.
I actually like chai tea a lot. I think it's very tasty.
I am learning to like it.
It's very good.
It is something that I am incorporating more and more into my diet.
Oh,
I'm trying
nice.
To get more of it. I'm sick and tired of my throat not healing. I'm tired. It's unprofessional doing the job that I do. It's not fair to the audience. I've been working very hard at trying to take care of it. As I'm talking, it's already going.
As the artist's getting right.
And so what I want to do from now on is really have a much better voice. I think that it would be better for the audience.
You know, why? I just a side note here. Why do when we do the raspy voice, it always has a New York accent?
It always does.
It always has
I have no idea why. I blame my family. Oh, there goes our eagle friend right there.
Yeah. Oh, is he flying around? Yeah. Oh, look at that.
God,
oh,
that thing is beautiful. Nice.
Well, sorry.
It's Chai Day, not Eagle Day.
Yeah.
Believed to date back at least 5,000 years, chai is a word that in many cultures and languages simply means tea.
Mm, nice.
In fact, the word chai is used to mean tea in at least 56 different languages as well as other dialects.
Wow.
Some folklore suggests the story of the origin of the spicy tea drink was that a king was in search of a beverage that could be used for healing. And chai was what was offered to him. Historically, the people of India have been known for infusing certain spices into their tea, which was used for healing and medical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Chai lattes didn't start appearing in Western coffee shops until the mid-1990s.
I like a good chai tea. I don't like lattes as a rule, but I do like chai tea lattes. Those are delicious.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
Chai with maple, like anything maple. Ooh. Or maple. Oh, it's so good.
I don't think I've tried that. That
so
sounds good.
Dang good. Do yourself a
favor.
You're
everybody. Maple man, so
I am,
you know.
I that's that. You know what? I'm glad you said that, Seth, and that we are in a political season here and everything, and I should put that. The maple people do put a lot of money in my pocket.
They do?
A lot of
money. The maple people.
But that's only because they know I'm going to put it right back in theirs when I buy all their products.
See, that's it. They know what they're doing. They're smart, yeah.
Yeah. Now, my check's always like $100, and they know that I spend like $105 on them, so
It's a good investment. Good investment for them.
We're going to play Melissa's. Actually, we got Seth doing the news.
I actually did the news today. Yeah.
We got Seth with the news, and we'll come back and we'll have some fun. I actually got an interesting article here. Kids love band logo T-shirts, even if they've never heard of the music.
That's awesome.
We're going to get into that when we come back on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. We've got a band playing in the background right now. We're going to talk a little music and talk about some bands.
Mm.
This is an interesting article, Seth.
Okay.
You know, you might. The Wall Street Journal does some excellent reporting and some top-notch stuff. And every once in a while, they do an article, and they do a deep dive on a topic.
Right.
It may not be the most important thing in the world, but it's interesting because they've got the backing and the decades of journalistic experience to kind of like really dive into any kind of topic,
right?
And find out all these little nooks and crannies that we may not all know.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just kind of interesting.
Okay.
Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how old band logos are trending right now and how they have been for about 3 or 4 years.
All right.
They talked to a dad who was all excited when his 17-year-old daughter bought a Rolling Stone shirt and a Metallica shirt, but then she could not name a single song from either band.
Oh, so deflating. So deflating.
They also talked to a middle school teacher in St. Louis who sees shirts like that every day, and he said it's always a letdown when the kids aren't actually fans of the band. It's happening because big retailers sell them now, like Urban Outfitters and Walmart. A new survey found it really is a trend. 25% of Americans have worn a shirt for a band they weren't familiar with.
25%?
For people under 30, that's 41 to 50%.
Whoa!
So over half of the people doing that under the age of 30 have never heard of the Rolling Stones, or at least just don't know their music.
Yeah, they may have heard of them, but yeah, you're right. Yep.
A poll last year found the most popular band logo shirts are AC/DC, Aerosmith, Queen, Pink Floyd, and Green Day.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting because, Pink Floyd really isn't a hard rock group, I guess you'd say that. But the other ones are pretty, you know, AC/DC, they're the thing. By the way, AC/DC shirts have been around since the band have been around.
Yeah.
You can't go almost a day without seeing someone wearing an AC/DC shirt.
They haven't updated that any more than they've updated their music catalog.
No, they haven't.
I mean, or the type of music they do. And that's not a shot at AC/DC.
Yeah.
I like AC/DC.
Yeah.
If AC/DC came out with a new album, you know what it's going to sound like.
Right.
It's not going to be, you know, the Beatles going to Sgt. Pepper or something like that.
Exactly.
It's going to sound very familiar.
I remember as a kid seeing the shirts, and I had no idea what they were.
Yeah.
Because I didn't listen to that kind of music, you know, when I first started listening. And then only later I was like, oh, that's a band? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's cool, you know?
I'm pretty sure my parents took a Beatles shirt and made it a onesie to put me in when I was little. This is a big change mm-hmm. in things, too. Because if I'm in high school and I'm wearing a Pink Floyd shirt and my dad freaks out. Or no, a better example, I'm wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt.
Mm.
And my dad freaks out like, Jimmy, you dig Zeppelin? Like, actually, Dad, I've never heard of him. I don't know anything about him or whatever or anything like that. My father would take me to a room with a record player, sit me down in the Led Zeppelin 1, Led Zeppelin 2.
The entire catalog.
Jimmy, wait till we get to Physical Graffiti. There's no way I wouldn't be in school for a week because it wouldn't just be Zeppelin. That'd be like Robert Plant solo stuff.
Right.
This was my life. This was my childhood growing up was going through
yeah.
this. It's such a foreign idea to me to think of people not knowing these bands like as intricately as I do or something.
Because they're wearing the shirt. Come on.
Yeah.
Spend money on it.
I kind of thought that I'd get a little bent out of shape about this. I am not. I don't have any issue with it whatsoever. No. If you like a design, you like a design.
But just to put it out there, eventually they may listen to the music.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of curious, you know, wow, everyone keeps talking about the Stones or whatever. And maybe they'll get, maybe that'll open up a whole new world. I'm going to Disney. of music that they hadn't heard before, and maybe, you know, maybe they'll be the new wave of fans of these older bands.
Why get all bent out of shape? Hakuna Matata. Just, you know, roll with it. It's the only Disney thing
I was going to say, Mr. Non-Disney here. Yeah, like you don't even know anything.
It's that, or I was going to go to the Robin as the genie and just a bunch of lines from him.
Yeah.
This is okay. So I am thinking of something though, because I always like to call myself on things.
All right.
Being a little hypocritical here, because while this doesn't bother me,
mm-hmm.
it will bother me when I see somebody that is wearing like they've got a Chicago Bears, hat on. Oh, I got a fellow Bear fan. I never see that. This is awesome. Hey, man, you a Bear fan? Oh, no, I just like the colors.
Yeah.
You see that all the time. That's a big thing where guys, we saw it in high school, guys wearing Raider jackets because they like the colors, but they don't care about the Raiders.
And the attitude of the whole, mystique of the Raiders, right? Yeah.
But they didn't know who Bo Jackson, they didn't care about the team or anything. That used to frustrate the daylights out of me. That used to make me very angry.
Is it because I wore this hat today? The one I'm wearing?
Yes. No. Yeah, no.
I'm not a Cleveland Browns fan per se, but I'm very sympathetic, especially to the people of Cleveland, because of what they've had to go through with the Browns. Not only the move, but now all the stuff that's gone on since then. It's just, I feel bad for them.
I'm going to lose some people here because I felt that my whole life. Mm-hmm. My whole life, my sister team was either the Raiders or the Browns.
Oh, okay.
I just love both those teams, and I liked having an AFC team since my team was in the NFC that. And I don't feel as much about the Raiders anymore because they moved to Las Vegas and everything.
Yeah.
And with what Cleveland has done with the Deshaun Watson thing, I'm done. I'm done with Cleveland. Like, until that situation's gone, that's my personal choice, and
right.
I know I'm going to lose some people on that one, but that's just how I feel about it.
Right.
I no longer care about the Cleveland Browns.
Now,
once that situation's done, maybe it'll be different. Maybe when they have different ownership, it might be different. But for me, I can't. Well, I got two daughters. I got a mom. I got a sister. I got 1,000 other women. I got two women in three women in this studio, in this building here, that I care very deeply about.
Yeah.
I can't look them in the eye and then start to root for the Cleveland Browns and what they have done with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that is all everybody else's own opinion. You know?
I'm not putting that
on anybody. I don't begrudge anybody wearing a Cleveland Brown jersey or being a fan. That's your business. I'm just talking about how I'm handling it.
Yeah.
I also think of minor team logos. Like minor
league
baseball
team, yes, those are the best.
There's so many of those I would wear, and I have no idea much about the team.
Where they even are? Yeah, where are they located? I don't know.
I can see a little of this. I got some hypocriticalness in me on this.
No,
I admit it.
I think, but you have to. You can separate the Browns franchise from the fans of the Browns, that's kind of what I'm doing because it's more for me. It's the fans because they have had to. My father-in-law is a Browns fan. Luckily, he's also a Packer fan, so he does have something he can root for. But he still loves the Browns, but he's like, Ben, what's going on? What's going on here? He's like, he doesn't understand what's happening with the Browns.
I guess I separate the two. Yeah. When I say that I am boycotting the Browns,
yeah.
I'm boycotting the ownership. I'm boycotting buying any of their items,
the executives,
or jerseys or anything like that, because I don't want to put money in their pockets.
Right.
But the players, the fan base, the city of Cleveland, I love. I'm a big fan of all of those things.
Yep.
I really enjoyed Cleveland. I love
Cleveland's a great town. It
really is. If you haven't been there, that's one of those Midwest towns you got to check out.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, Football Hall of Fame is like an hour away. Like,
exactly. I mean,
there is plenty to do around there and enjoy. Yep. One thing they don't talk enough about, the food. Great food in Cleveland.
Yeah, they do.
The orchestra. They've got a fantastic symphony in Cleveland.
Also, right next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they have a brilliant science museum.
Yeah.
Specifically for kids. It's amazing. So, yeah. Now we come in, travel Cleveland.
That's where we ended up.
Are they gonna sponsor us now? Get some money from Cleveland?
We were taking money from Minnesota for a while there, but
that's
why not?
True. Like,
well, we'll take money from all of them, every state. We will come back with some more fun stuff coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 7:50 on the clock. Gonna take you to the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. Next hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little after that, we will have the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our good friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Nice.
What is the longest you have ever waited in line, Seth?
The longest I've ever waited in line? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is how ironic, since I'm going to the place of lines.
It's part of the reason I brought it up.
No, it's probably been, and when I've been at Disney at one point, I'm guessing it's probably like 45 minutes.
Okay. That was a good line, by the way.
Yeah.
the place that invented this. Yeah,
exactly. That was good. In fact, they've written books. They've written books about how Disney does their lines.
That's right.
Because they do it a very specific way. They do it for a reason. So,
I don't know any time I've ever really stood in line that long, other than for like going into a sporting event or a concert.
Right.
But I don't know if that's what they're, I don't think that's really what they're talking about.
No.
I already have my ticket. I know I'm getting in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking they're talking about, you know, the newest, Jordans are coming out.
iPhone or something like that.
You're waiting in line. You hope you get one, but you're not guaranteed to get one.
Right.
I've never done anything like that.
No, me neither.
So what's the longest you've waited in line for something, like concert tickets, a Black Friday sale, or just really busy morning at Starbucks? So they are incorporating that a little bit. Okay.
All right.
I would say almost an hour waiting to get into a concert in Milwaukee once.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of crazy.
I'm remembering now that I did wait, and I don't know how long it was, but I think it was about an hour, maybe a little bit longer than that, to get into the special edition release of Star Wars back in the late 90s. Yeah. A friend of mine, we're big fans, so we wanted to go see it, and it was cold. I got to tell you, it was cold that night. Blah.
Oh, I forgot all about this.
Yeah.
A girl I was dating back when I lived in DeKalb, she was a gigantic Harry Potter fan.
Oh, wow.
It's like one of the second or the third one where whatever was coming out at the time, and we went to the theater to see it, and there's just this huge line of people, and I had never seen a sea of people like that before going to a movie. Still haven't to this day.
Wow.
Tons of people dressed up, all this stuff. We played that Words with Friends like pretty much the whole time we were in line. That's all we did.
Something to do.
It was chilly. It was night. And that's all there was to do.
We didn't have that when I was in line.
Right, yeah. See, yeah, yeah.
We had to talk to each other, which is fine. I mean, because they're all fans. So, you know, it's easy to talk to them.
So the line to see the Queen's casket in London was insanely long this week. David Beckham waited for 13 hours. So someone polled thousands of Americans and asked how long they've ever waited in a line for something. For most of us, it's only an hour or two, but some have waited much longer. 42% said an hour or less, including 15% who have never waited more than 30 minutes in line.
No, not bad.
Another 25% said up to 2 hours, 15% said 3 to 4 hours, and 4% said 5 to 6 hours, 2% said 8 hours in line, and 3% have waited even longer than that.
And that would be the people that camp out for like a day or two.
11% of people weren't sure. You don't know if you've ever stood in a line before? I want these people. I want these people in front of me. I want them to answer. I want them to be accountable for this.
Give them the third degree. Shine the light on me. Why do you mean you don't know?
Absolutely. I'm going to bring Sheriff Becker in here, and I'm going to do it old school. We're going to get just a single light in the room and
light
everything.
Light bulb, just a little thing of water.
Answer the question. Yeah. I... I'm not too surprised by this when you poll Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We have done a very good job of speeding things up no matter what we are talking about.
It's very true.
Everything in life we have sped up.
Yep.
Everything in our country we have sped up. It's to some degree. Some things more than others, but mm-hmm. every single thing we do at a certain speed, and we do it in a timely manner.
Yep.
And we believe, if I order this, why isn't it here already? I gave you my order. You haven't even given me my change yet, but I'm frustrated that I haven't gotten my order.
Yeah, my food isn't in my face right now,
Why am I not chewing my food already? Why am I? We get frustrated about these things.
And
it's ridiculous, especially to other people outside of the country. Like, you talk to people from outside of the country here and everything, and they will just laugh at us about how we are about this. Like, why do you have to have it so quickly?
Yeah.
What are you missing? What are you going to be late for?
Yeah, there's a reason that Americans are portrayed overseas as being very impatient.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we kind of are.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
that's pretty true.
It's not pointing the finger or anything. I'm an American, too. I'm talking about myself, too, here and everything. To me, it's something that I think the more aware of we are,
mm-hmm.
maybe the more we can slow down a little.
That's a good point.
There's certain things that need to be sped up, but I don't think, and I am maybe the most guilty person of this in the universe, mm-hmm. so again, not preaching. Being in the moment. Of appreciating the moment,
yes.
of really just taking in this good moment, this good
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah,
I was driving back from Milwaukee and realizing this worked. Like mm-hmm. the Jeep is working. Like this sale worked. Everything happened. I got the vehicle. Everything came into place. It's going to be okay. Everything mm-hmm. worked out. And I forced myself to be in the moment, because immediately I wanted to start thinking about, well, I got to do this, this, and this. I got to make sure that I cover this, this, and this mm-hmm. for the vehicle. And, oh, I got to get this for the vehicle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, stop. Just be in the moment. Take the win. You don't get a lot of these. Take the win. This never happens for you. Enjoy the moment.
Right.
Enjoy being in the city. It's a great city. You love Milwaukee. Enjoy this. And I did. And I enjoyed. I ended up, shockingly, having a decent ride home. It was okay.
Nice.
There was... I can't tell you how hard that is for me. Like, and how, like... A year ago, 6 months ago, that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's rewiring my brain, and it's something that we can all do. And I think the more of us that can do that, the better not just society will be, the better you will be, the better your mm-hmm. life will be.
Yep.
There's almost no downside to slowing down a little bit.
No.
I'm not saying at work or any. I mean, just in your day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
Take that extra moment, you know, take that victory, take that win. A friend of mine won not a lot, like $50 or something like that off of a 7-Eleven lottery ticket the other day.
Right.
And I was talking to him about it, and he's telling me, I won it, and I was at 7-Eleven already, so I was able to just turn it in right away. I didn't even wait a second. It's like, you know, take a second. You're the only person in the world that knows you just got $50
exactly.
for nothing, for a dollar lottery ticket. You just made $49.
Yep.
You are the only person that gets to take that victory and just enjoy it for a moment. Just take 5 seconds.
Take
enjoy
a picture the victory. Of the ticket.
Yeah,
you know,
it seems silly, but it's no different than taking that 3 seconds to breathe in and breathe out mm-hmm. and to meditate when you're in that frustrated moment or whatever.
Exactly.
These things can make a difference. They can truly make an impact on you. Not everything has to be taken in the pill form, or you know, you have to have this kind of thing done for it.
To use a modern metaphor. Hit the pause button.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pause for a minute.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It's amazing what just a little pause can do.
Is that the greatest invention to video games? The pause button?
Yes.
I got into a real heated argument with some students a couple weeks ago about this, because I've made this statement like for a while, and immediately they're like, what about VR helmets and the Wii and all this stuff? And I'm like, you didn't know what it was like to not have a pause button, okay? Back in the day with video games, we didn't have a pause button. You had to leave that thing on. And God help you if you had to go to school or something like that. Your game was off.
Yeah,
like,
Atari, no pause button.
I remember trying to go to my mom and dad once and ask them, hey, can I leave my TV on and my game on while I'm at school all day?
Jeez.
They literally laughed. They laughed at me.
Shut off.
I can still hear them laughing. We are going to take a break and get to some CBS News when we come back next hour. We'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, do some celebrating of all of you, and, of course, a little later, have the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday
cool.
from our good friend Phil Hartley.
Yeah.
Also going to get into some other stuff. The FDA has ruled something interesting. The least happy states in America. And we have some entertainment news we want to get to, which we will do with our show, our preview of the show Unlabeled in the 9 o'clock hour.
That's right.
Also going in the 9 o'clock hour, some That A Right stories, good stories of the day. I got actually a really big That A Right story awesome. That ties into our topic about standing in line.
Ooh, very nice.
All that coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.